It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks, and welcome to Health Talk. My name is Haley Fields, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. With me today is Dr. Scott Looper. Dr. Looper is a naturopathic here in Fairbanks, and today we are talking about how to get healthy.
Hello, Haley.
Hi, Dr. Looper. How are you?
Good, good. Excellent. It's a pleasure to be here. I love doing this show in the new format that we have. It's really fun.
Good. Glad. Well, I'm really enjoying our conversations on our Living Well series. Last week, we were talking about depression, different mood disorders, how to kind of battle that from a holistic standpoint. What do you think we have next to talk about?
So let's stay on the same kind of mental, emotional axis.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots and lots of things to talk about. But one of the ones that I'm most experienced with is treating attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. And I've come by this, honestly, I mean, just through patients. And also, my lovely son is like the poster child for ADD. He is just like a full 100% case of it. So I have like a lot of practical experience.
Lots of experience.
So there's that. Yeah, let's do that. So let me go ahead and start and by just kind of clearing the air and saying what ADD and what ADHD is. It's a situation where it's hard for kids and adults, because it affects adults too, to balance their attention,
mm-hmm.
to keep the big picture in mind. It's called a attention deficit. It's not. It just isn't. It's misnamed. Kids, in reality, and people with ADD know this already, and if other people who don't know it, let me be the first to tell you that people with ADD have an abundance of attention. They have a superpower for attention. They have this amazing ability to focus on stuff more than normal people. Now, what they don't have is the ability to keep it in control, to keep it in perspective. What they'll do is they'll lose it. They'll over-focus on something, and they'll lose the big picture. And then everybody's gone on to do something else, and they can't do it. They have a hard time changing gears. Now, the reason for this, there's also the hyperactivity element of it. First of all, ADD is not really a disease. It's a variation on normal. There are people with ADD. It turns out they're better at some stuff than normal people are, and they've been kind of, selected out of society. There's a certain percentage of us need to do this ADD thing for society as a whole to work well. So what people with ADD do really well, and they do better than anybody else, is they work well under pressure. They work well when there's a lot of stress chemicals in their body. Their brain is clear. They make good decisions. They're in the moment. They're fantastic under pressure. What they don't do well is focus and be able to do what everybody else is doing when they're not under pressure. So if you take somebody like that and you put them in a classroom and everybody's going to start working on worksheets, man, they're just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to feel better as a kid, it's real easy to feel better if you got ADD. All you do is you cause trouble. And now suddenly the stress chemicals are flowing freely through your system and you feel fabulous. It's a cure for that restlessness that you get. Now, doctors are well aware of the restlessness that's associated with ADD, and there's a relatively straightforward way to fix that. What you do is you put the kids on speed.
Mm-hmm.
You give them some kind of stimulant that mimics the stress chemicals that would normally be coming out of their own adrenal glands. And so they feel better. Ritalin's the famous one, but there's bunches of them, Adderall and all kinds of stuff. And it works. It's not like it doesn't work. It works beautifully. With the stress chemicals coming in through a pill, they can focus better. They feel better. Now, without that, the stress chemicals, they're restless. They have a hard time keeping track of time. They have a hard time keeping track of whatever the heck we're all doing, right? So they just don't do well unless they're under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So think about jobs that have a lot of pressure associated with them. Can you think of any?
Yeah, my job. What I do.
True enough. You got a lot of balls in the air.
Very much so. It's a juggling act.
Me too,
every single day.
Actually.
Absolutely.
Me too. I got all kinds of like serious problems coming at me one after another.
With three new patients in a day? Yes.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. So, and then the other thing, let's talk about other jobs, like the more normal jobs. Like, I'll give you one. Actor.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up on stage, all these people are looking at you, got to remember your lines. So it's super important for you to do well under pressure, because otherwise there's all the stress chemicals coming in you. If there's too many of them, they'll knock you off. You'll be like overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. There's a name for it. They call it a stage fright.
Yep.
Yeah. So people with ADD, they gravitate towards jobs like being an actor. They feel better under pressure. Soldier mm-hmm. is another job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's you got a gun in your hand. Somebody starts shooting at you. I mean, that'll just plain rattle most people.
Right, they'll run and hide.
People with ADD, they focus.
They perform.
And they feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just better at it. They could do it. You can see what I'm telling you. ADD is not a disease. It's a variation on normal that in certain situations puts you head and shoulders above everybody else.
Right.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is those situations don't come up very often in most jobs. Now, our job, there's a lot of stress going on. They're true. But, and you know, and like another one is a med tech. Not a med tech, like an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They get in the car.
First responder.
The siren's going on. They have to do the thing, right? And so, man, as soon as that's going on, they feel, the people with ADD feel great.
Mm-hmm.
They feel centered and focused, and the job's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's while in the off time that they get restless and they try to figure out what can we do? How can we cause trouble, right?
Right.
Like that. So it's classic for that job. People with that tendencies tend to go into it. Now, let me give you the wrong impression, though. ADD is associated with actual disease. It's when people with ADD or ADHD have excessive inflammation in their bodies. It tends to make the condition worse. Mm-hmm. And so it's like ADD on steroids. They don't have a hyperfocus. They actually have a poor focus. Now, here's the thing. Regular people can get this inflammation, too. And they'll manifest it in different ways. They'll get headaches. They'll be sleepless. They'll have lack of focus. They'll have mental fog. Their memory gets worse. They get all these other things, right? Well, ADD people can get all that stuff too, on top of their ADD. And so we have to weed out the people with attention deficit disorder who have inflammation, because that's treatable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who have ADD, which is not saying necessarily treatable, it's more of a like a strategy of life, how you have to set your life up in certain ways to take advantage of your ability to focus and also to compensate for your abilities not to focus. So let's take the inflammatory part and push that to the second half of the show. And let's deal with normal, healthy ADD people to start with, okay? And let's do adults first, and then we'll do kids. So adult people with ADD don't show so much. A lot of times people say, well, I used to have ADD when I was a kid, but I grew out of it. And it's because as you get older, you're able to see the bigger picture because our brains mature, and they really do. They actually mature, at least to most people.
And we're normalized to multitask so many things as we get older.
Right. So it turns out that those people are better at those kinds of things. Here's what they're bad at. And if you talk to them, they'll go, oh, yeah, geez, I'm horrible at that. It's time management. They suck at time management. They will be in the middle of some job that they really like or some kind of task, and it'll be 3 o'clock in the morning, and they'll go, oh, geez, I have to be up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
They lose track of time. Mm-hmm. It's classic for adult ADD. And it's really hard to correct because they have this ability to focus. They have this incredible focus. Just to illustrate this focusing, back when I was a young doctor, in fact, I think I was even in medical school at this point, we had a kid from next door who was solid ADD, and he came over, and I was opening up a one of those little round things of licorice from Costco. It was like, I don't know, 1,000 pieces of licorice.
A red vine container, yeah.
Right? And I was opening it up. I had 2 red vines in my mouth and 1 in my hand. It's the old days. And he comes around the corner because he just walked right into our house, right? Because he was that kid. And I look at him and I go, want a piece? And he puts his arms up in the air and he runs screaming out the door, red dye! Red dye! Red dye! I thought, huh, somebody must have talked to him about red dye. Anyways, it was shortly after that, within like a week or two, he was over at my house again. And he was digging through my couch for loose change. And I said, oh, sure. I mean, he didn't ask permission, but I said it was fine. What are you doing, right? Mm-hmm. So I let him dig. He dug for 2 hours.
Wow.
And found $3 worth of change.
That's a deep couch.
It was amazing. I had no idea. I didn't know if there was a quarter in my couch. I didn't know there was $3 worth of change in my couch. And he spent 2 hours. See? His ADD on steroids, he didn't have any shortage of focus. He had this hyper-focus, as long as the motivation was right.
Right.
He's coming up with change. He's super focused. Wouldn't this be nice? If you, listeners, if you had this amazing ability to hyper-focus on stuff and just go really deep dive into whatever subject you want, right? Mm-hmm. Quilting or fly fishing or whatever, anything you want to do, you could do this incredible thing. That'd be really cool. Except for now it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and you at that point you realize, holy moly, I've been up the whole night. So here's what these people have to do. They have to outsource their time management.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super important for them to have alarms.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And
a schedule.
And watches.
Mm-hmm.
And clocks on the wall, on all four walls.
Reminders, to
yes,
be noted.
All over. And then you have to literally take your time and set up these systems around you. Otherwise, you lose it. And you can't, your superpower gets out of hand, right? With great power comes great responsibility. It's like that. You end up getting off track,
mm-hmm.
and your life ends up falling apart. So it's super important that you outsource the time management. Now, with kids, it's different because even normal kids don't have that good of time management.
No.
So it's worse when they have ADD. And what you have to do, part of the treatment, so-called treatment here, because they're normal, right? It's not like we're compensating for their superpowers, what we're doing. But part of the treatment is to teach them time awareness. So let me review what I told you about the ADD, which is it's a hyper-focus. It allows you to function well under the influence of stress chemicals coming out of your adrenal glands, mostly. And in fact, without those stress chemicals, you feel unfocused and restless. Okay? So what do you do? How do you fix this? Well, you can take Ritalin, which will give you fake stress chemical feeling mm-hmm. in your body, and you can focus better. But another fairly simple thing to do is you can simply make more stress chemicals. Now, in kids, they're not very sophisticated about how they do this. What they'll do is they'll pull some kid's hair, right, or shoot a spitball through a straw at them or something like that. Now they're in trouble. Now they're on the way to the principal's office. Now they feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let me give you an example. There was a kid I knew in high school who pulled a stunt. I think we talked about this. He rode his motorcycle down the middle of the hallway at high school. He did a wheelie. He didn't just ride it. He did a wheelie all the way down the hallway, stopped, did a donut where you put the brake and the gas on at the same time,
right.
Whipped around, and went womp, womp, and picked it up and ran a wheelie all the way back down the other side. We're still talking about this thing, the stunt this kid pulled, and he did it so he could feel good.
Right. And I think that, like, with children, there's an element of attention as well. When they get attention, it kind of...
And they feel good.
Yeah.
They feel good. That's mm-hmm. part of it. They feel good. It makes them feel right. This is the way it should be. So if you want to get these kids to focus, what you need to do is you need to set it up to where there's more stress. So here's an idea. What you do is you get them a standing desk. Let's say they come home, they have to do their homework. And, you know, they've got this pile of homework they have to go through. And what you get is a kitchen timer, because remember, they need the external time. And I like a kitchen timer because it goes tick, 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 tick. There's a more visceral effect of the time.
And the ringing is just shocking.
Bing! Yeah, the whole thing. So you crank it to 20 minutes because they work best in 20-minute units. You crank it to 20 minutes. They're standing, by the way. You can't sit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're standing. When you stand up, you make more stress chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
You know this because we check people's blood pressure sitting and standing.
Exactly.
Remember? We're
yeah.
looking for it. We're trying to measure that standing response and see how strong it is. So anyways, you get the kids to stand up. They got the timer going tick, 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 tick. And they'll crank through about an hour's worth of homework in 20 minutes under pressure because they got the focus.
And I've heard that standing while you do your work helps you actually complete it. But I had always thought that it had something to do with the multitasking element and not being able to focus on one task at a time.
Well, that's you just use other words to say the same thing.
Okay.
Which is you have this different way to attend.
This gift.
Under pressure,
sure.
You attend better. So we create the pressure by simply having you stand up. It's not that hard to do. It's a simple thing to do. You can buy a standing desk,
mm-hmm.
or you can make one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to do.
We've done it at the clinic.
Yeah, we've done it ourselves, right? It was a snap.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing is, at 20 minutes, bing, it goes off. Now, if you're not done with your homework, what you have to do is you have to run and play. You have to go outside or whatever, do something vigorous. You have to run and play, run and play, run and play. That generates stress chemicals. You climb a tree and jump from a high branch or whatever. The normal things that kids do, right? You do this stressful thing. And then at 20 minutes, you know, this is where the parent has to come in because you have to keep track of the time. At 20 minutes, okay, come on back in. You come back in and then you finish your homework in 20 minutes. So like that. So
that's
you do
great.
Things in 20-minute segments, and you can get an amazing amount done. And not only that, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sensibleness to it,
mm-hmm.
of how you do this thing. You break it up in these little bits. So here's the thing. You look for opportunities to increase the stress.
Sure.
Really.
Okay, so now just jumping over to adults, I have a question on the completion of work, because we have so much in our minds and so much that we're multitasking and juggling. What I've heard from people who have ADHD, what I find in myself not being like clinically diagnosed, was that I and others have a hard time actually completing a task. We'll start a million projects or start reading like 5 books at a time, but the actual completion of it.
Yeah. So the problem here again is, the new shiny one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I want.
Mm-hmm.
The one that sparkles. Not this old thing over here that's dull and used, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, again, it's that it's that your nature is such it puts you into the exciting part, but then you have to override that by saying, no, this is important for me to finish. I need to go do this other thing. That's the part that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you fix that?
Mm-hmm.
You what you have to do is you have to pick those times when you're clearest. Now, as adults, it's not that hard to do. With kids, it's ding, ding, near impossible.
Right.
It's hard enough for normal kids, not to mention ADD kids, to do this. But what you do is you pick that time when you're clearest, and you write it down, what you need to do. And then later, you go and you look at it, and you read it again. You think, did I do that thing? Basically, what you do is you outsource that part of your brain. Here's the thing. When you think about, like, a journal.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing in a journal, you're having a conversation, you're putting down things, you're writing down things that are important. You're taking a little bit of your brain and you're putting it down on paper.
Sure.
This is a way to expand your brain. Your brain works better by doing that. Literally, you get better results by writing things down. Now, your phone does the same thing. You could write stuff in your phone. You could put things in your phone. Your phone works like a cyborg brain implant.
Right.
Now, at some point, they'll just put your phone in your brain, and you'll double blink and call people, right?
Yeah, not far off.
We see the future is going to be like that. I saw a movie where they touch the back of their ear. There's some kind of little button.
Mm-hmm.
And boop, boop, they make a phone call, right?
Yeah, I mean, Elon's already working on it with Neuralink,
yeah,
so
right.
We're halfway there.
So this has been around longer than we realize. Books are a way to expand our brains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just so we're clear on that. So that's what you do. You have to look for technology. Not necessarily new technology. It could be old technology, right? You could, you know, take a burnt stick and scratch stuff on the floor, right? And you remind yourself what you need to do, right? Pick up the kids at 4, right?
Right.
Yeah, like that. And seriously, that's a great example.
So
pick
just
the kids
creating
up at 4.
Systems to double check. Okay.
That's what you have to do. Now, here's the thing. You have a superpower. Don't think you're broken, because you're not. In the right situation, you will excel beyond normal people. It's just that in normal situations, you fall far behind normal people.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of normal going on in our lives.
Right.
It's not all thrill all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah, like that. Okay, so now I'd save the inflammation for the second half of the show. So with inflammation, a lot of these tendencies just simply get worse. Your ability to attend is worse. Your ability to see the bigger picture is worse. And so the trick of medicine for treating ADHD or ADD is to find if there is any inflammation. Now, we've had this conversation before because there's clues that you can pick up when you talk to people, and there's clues that you can pick up when you run the lab tests. When you run the lab tests, you run these inflammatory markers. Mm. And if the inflammatory markers are elevated, then you got a good chance that there's actually a problem with the case. I don't necessarily want to go through and take everybody to medical school and talk about all the inflammatory markers. Sed rate, C-reactive protein, ferritin's another one. There's a bunch of them. There's all kinds. Anyways, you run these inflammatory markers, and if they show that there's inflammation going on, then you can come in with anti-inflammatories and people will get better. Mm-hmm. So let me talk about some of the things that you can take that help with ADHD. Number one, fish oil. Fish oil is calming and soothing. It's good for your brain. Your brain is mostly made of fat, and fish oil is a fabulous fat that gets incorporated in your brain. It helps it work better. You can concentrate better. You can stay aware of the big picture better. Inflammation comes down reasonably well. It's not the best thing ever for inflammation, but it sure is decent. It covers a lot of bases. So fish oil is the number one most common thing I use to treat ADHD. Now, again, it's not... I don't want to treat it. I mean, I don't want to fix it because people have their thing, right? I want them to be able to be who they are and do it well. But it's got its downsides. I don't want to minimize the downsides. So fish oil is one way to help with that. Now, logically, if you think about this for a second, they do better when they have a lot of adrenal hormones running in their system. Mm-hmm. So we probably should do stuff
with adrenals
that helps the adrenals put more stuff in their system.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Taking some adrenal supplement.
You could.
Okay.
The problem with the adrenal supplement is probably overkill, and most people don't have access to adrenal supplement.
Sure.
Let's talk about the cheap and easy stuff that you can do.
We like that.
Here's two things that your adrenal glands need to do their job. Without them, their adrenal glands are broken. Vitamin C and B5. Okay? Panthenic acid. So literally, if you don't have any vitamin C, you can't make adrenal hormones. It doesn't happen. Without the B5, you can't make adrenal hormones. It doesn't happen. So if you took extra vitamin C and extra B complex, you know, B complex is famous for helping people with stress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so here's the reason why. It's B5 is doing the heavy lifting on this one. You know, B6 is a little bit helpful. The other B vitamins.
B12.
A little bit helpful, right? B12 is anti-inflammatory, da-da-da. But B5 is the key.
Is the star.
That's the one. That's the one that's doing the most. So if you have your ability tuned up to be able to make adrenal hormones with ease, you're going to feel better. You're going to be able to focus better. You're going to be able to function better because you feel better with adrenal stuff in your system. Now, is it important that you take Adderall? I don't know, maybe. If you're in a situation where you're forced to be doing boring things and there's no way out, well, you're going to have to figure out something to do because either that, you're going to have to throw a lot of spitballs and spend a lot of time walking up and down the hall to go in the principal's office,
mm-hmm.
right? Because somehow or other, you got to get to the position where you feel better. You get those chemicals coming in. So, you know, there is a place for those kind of medications. It's unfortunate that our society is set up in such a way, particularly for kids, where there's a lot of seat work
yeah.
and a lot of boring work. It would be
right.
great if we had a school where they taught you archery, right, or something.
Yeah, or more hand work or more...
Well, I was thinking like hand-to-hand combat.
Sure, that too.
That would be great.
Right.
Those kids excel with that kind of stuff. They do really, really well with it. So I know Patrick has done the best when we have him in lots of sports, physical sports. So we put him in cross-country skiing, which is pretty physical, but it wasn't quite physical enough. We have him in hockey now.
Yep.
Much better.
Yeah, good.
He just skates his little feet off, right? And
mm-hmm.
then goes and tussles with folks, and it's like that. And it helps him a lot. Afterwards, he's very relaxed.
Mm.
Extremely
I'm sure,
relaxed,
yeah.
right? Before that, we did Taekwondo. The problem with Taekwondo, it sounds like it'd be really great, but you didn't spend much of your time breaking boards. You spent a lot of your time listening and paying attention and standing, learning the next thing as it's being demonstrated. And that was hard for him. He was restless.
Mm.
He was restless. He could hardly stand in one spot. He kept wanting to move and roll around on the floor and pull the little girl's hair that's in front of him or to the side of him, all that kind of stuff. Same what we see in school as with Taekwondo, whereas hockey, there's very little of that. you can't hardly pull someone's hair.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, they've got helmets.
There's that. There's that.
Well, Dr. Looper,
what else can we do?
So
let's talk about more stuff. So the inflammation doesn't come from nowhere. The inflammation usually has a source. There's some kind of source. And let me just make it easy on everybody. The number one source of inflammation is infection. Mm. People get infections in their body. Their immune system gets upregulated because of the infection, as it should. I mean, that's what immune systems do. They fight infections. That's our system for fighting infections. So you get an infection, low grade, and then your immune system gets upregulated to fight the infection, and now you have inflammation. Mm-hmm. Now, the infection mostly occurs in people's digestive system. It doesn't have to be, but the majority of them are in the digestive system. Another place that people get infections that you can't see are going to be in your sinuses, sometimes in your ears, sometimes in your throat, sometimes vaginally, sometimes, you know, other places. People get some kind of toe infection or something that you wouldn't necessarily think. It's kind of low grade. But nonetheless, there's some sort of low grade infection going on. And not always that low grade. I mean, sometimes the digestive infections can be pretty high grade. It's just you can't see them. Mm. You know, your kid's got ADHD and she's just having a really hard time and they tend to diarrhea.
Yeah.
They get in diarrhea all the time. And you think, well, they're not necessarily connected. Oh, yeah, they are. Chances are they're very connected. So if you can find the infection and then treat it and then give some time and sometimes taking things that will calm the immune system down. Fish oil is one of the things to take. Turmeric's another thing that you can take. Proteolytic enzymes, another thing you take. Again, we can go on and on until zillion things are anti-inflammatory. The herbs I like the best. I got the more experience using the herbs as anti-inflammatories. Mm-hmm. Turmeric, again, being one of the better ones, but there's bunches of them. And you do that, and now you feel better, and your brain's working better, and the inflammation goes down. A lot of what I know is based on experience and practical experience, but a lot of what I know is based on reading. Dr. Amen has done lots of work. He's got clinics all across the country. He's got all kinds of people working for him. He's written lots of books on this. What their claim to fame is, they'll do PET scans mm-hmm. of people's brains, and they can tell based on the PET scan, which is showing the inflammation in the brains because it shows blood flow, what the likelihood of someone has a particularly hot case of ADHD and the kinds of things that you could do to bring that inflammation down, to treat the infection, find the infection, number one, treat the infection, and then give them things to take. They do supplements, they do medications too, depending on what the situation is. And it turns out that ADHD is very, very, very treatable, mm-hmm. Particularly when you recognize that the kind of things that make it worse are the same kinds of things that make other people worse, mm-hmm. that make you dopey or make your brain not work right or make you restless or insomniac or headaches or those kinds of things. ADD people get them just like normal people get them, and you treat them and they do better. And then they're able to be who they really are, which is somebody with this fantastic focus. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I love Dr. Amen. He's a great source of information. I follow his Instagram and love all of his content.
Yeah, it does tip-top work. He really does. He's good.
Yes.
There's other people that as well have done good work with this. A lot of people have had experience in life and trying various kinds of things. And the nice thing about ADD, it's not seen as the breakdown that it was at one point. I'm telling y'all that ADD is just a variation on normal, and I'm not probably the first person to tell you that.
Right.
Other people have been saying that all along, too, and recognize that there's an advantage to having a brain that works under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking Tom Cruise. He's a classic ADD, and he picked a fabulous job. He picked a job where he's under pressure, and he has to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so he feels good. It makes him help him do his job well, right? Or soldiers, or EMT people, or hospital people.
Clinic directors.
Or clinic directors.
Well, amazing, Dr. Looper. Thank you again for all of your insight, your knowledge, your inspiration. Thank you for being on the show today. How can patients schedule with you?
All they have to do is call us at the clinic. The number to reach us is 452-3600. Of course, that's 907 to start with. 452-3600. And we love seeing new patients. We've had a lot lately, which is kind of cool. I really like it. It's interesting. I really like, you know, meeting people and hearing their stories and figuring out what's going on. I really, really, really enjoy solving problems. It's I got a knack for it, and it's a delight. So, yeah, if you got an inclination and you got a problem, you want to come in and see us, give us a call.
Give us a call with your problems, Fairbanks. Stay tuned to KFAR, Craig Campo's Outdoor Show. This has been Health Talk, and I'm your host, Haley Fields, Clinic Director of White Spruce Medical, located in the Key Bank Building in downtown Fairbanks. Thank you for tuning into the show. Hopefully we'll see you again next week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.